Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You brought it up. Some people who are forgetting kind of what everybody's going through. And it's showing. We saw, you know, we saw it in baseball, right? Who was the pitcher for Tampa Bay, right?
Blake Snell.
Snell, who had a great year, but
who wound up being what? Who wound up coming out of the World Series, you know, for the Rays. It was that guy. He pitched a good game. But
he complained earlier and seemed a bit tone deaf to what was going on around the country. And I even throw Dabo Swinney in there. And I get that, you know, you hate to have a game canceled 3 hours before kickoff. You hate to have to fly. I heard somebody say it was several hundred thousand dollars.
You got to fly to so what?
Play,
big deal.
You know, and all that. No, I'm saying I get all that. It wasn't ended in a timely manner. However, to your point, relax. There's people going through much worse, far worse, precisely because they weren't kept safe from the things that people are trying to keep you safe from. They didn't have somebody looking out for them like you do. And it sounded tone deaf on Dabo's part, on Blake Snell's part, and now the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, we've praised them for being 10-0, great season, look like a Super Bowl. They're definitely a contender.
Worst 10-0 team I've ever seen, but go ahead. I digress.
Well, how many 10-0 teams have you seen?
A lot. They're bad. Go ahead.
How are they bad?
Just go ahead, Chris.
And
don't get sidetracked.
You sidetracked me.
No,
they ran roughshod over your Super Bowl pick.
Just keep
going.
The
Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I figured as much. All right. Anyway, their game, they were supposed to be the primetime game tomorrow night on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. What a game it would have been. Of course, the Steelers had beaten Baltimore a few weeks ago. Baltimore is in desperate need of a W. Now, they do have a weak schedule after this, so they should still be in position to make the playoffs. But right now, they're out. They're out of the playoffs. They've lost two straight. So it would have been a great game, but COVID has hit the Ravens. And more players, now they got seven players who've either tested positive or been identified as close contacts. So the NFL postpone the game, and instead of playing tomorrow night, they will play Sunday at 1:15, and they will be on it'll be on NBC, and that'll be it won't be blacked out anywhere. It's a national game. But the Steelers, Rob, are complaining. Eric Ebron, I'm not gonna lie, this is BS, but he said the whole word. Juju Smith-Schuster, first the NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together. That was Tennessee. Now they take away our Thanksgiving primetime game for the same reason. SMH, shaking my head. Now, here's the thing. Yes, you lost your bye week. Was it week seven? But you got a bye week in week four. So you've gotten your bye. All right? It was early, but you got a bye. Then we got someone else. Who is this saying? Ebron, an ESPN reporter, tweeted at him about SportsCenter discussing the news. He said, "This to talk about what? How they bleeped us? We had a week four bye because of this. Now the only time we look forward to some rest was after one of the biggest primetime games we no longer have. We keep getting screwed this year. Chase Claypool's made a big name for himself this year. What a joke. Devlin Hodges. Man, this is some BS. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Rob, I've talked enough on this to this point. Go ahead.
Hello? Is this on? What are you talking about? You're getting screwed. It's called COVID-19. The world is upside down. Everybody's been screwed this year. And you're talking about some meaningless football games? I hate to break it to you, Pittsburgh Steelers. Your football games, your 10-0 record, your rest, your primetime game being taken away from you means nothing in the grand scheme of this world we call COVID-19. You guys sound like idiots, like morons. You ungrateful and thankless people. What? People are dying all over this country and this world because of this disease. And you got your panties in a bunch because my primetime game got taken away from us. We keep getting screwed because the other teams can't take care of their COVID-19. If everybody could take care of the COVID-19, we wouldn't be here. Hello? Really? Did they think this out? This came from the people on the Rooneys who own the Steelers. Can you go down to the locker room and knock some sense into your football players and tell them where we are in this world? And that at least the NFL isn't saying, just go out there no matter what and play and put people's lives in danger and in harm's way. I applaud the NFL for pulling the plug. Chris, that's a big game for the league. They're doing the right thing. Thank you, Roger Goodell. They're doing, and NBC. No, you can't play the game and put people's lives at jeopardy. I know you feel like you're Superman and nothing can hurt you. Look around. I go on Facebook and see friends and family members and people. My partner, Chris Broussard, lost someone in this. Stop acting like it's not real. It is so real.
Amen. And you, I'm gonna call you Reverend Rob for the rest of the day.
I'm serious, Chris. Come on with this.
Nah, you're right. Look. And here's the other thing. You said everything. But here's a few extra things, Rob. The Steelers, the game is in Pittsburgh. So it's not like they had to travel. And that wouldn't make it worth complaining over, right? But they didn't have to get on a plane and already fly to Baltimore, check in the hotel, leave their families, none of that. They're in Pittsburgh. And they actually get a few days extra. Man, they played an overtime game Sunday, a tough overtime game on Sunday. I'm sorry, that was Baltimore did. Baltimore played a tough overtime game Sunday against Tennessee, and they were playing on short rest. But Pittsburgh played. They were playing on short rest, too. Now they get a whole week. Instead of playing on a few days rest, you get an entire week to rest. And then Baltimore, after playing on Sunday instead of tomorrow, they have to come back and play on a short week on Thursday. So they didn't even get the worst of it. And they're complaining? You hit it on the head, Rob Parker. This has tone deafness written all over it. I'm sure even they have family members or friends who've been impacted by COVID. This is kind of the problem in today's social media world where, you know, in the past, Mike Tomlin, like you said, the Rooneys maybe would have had a chance to talk to the players and say,
yes,
look, you know, give them some perspective. Don't say anything when the press comes in here or when you talk to the press, don't say anything. But with Twitter and Instagram, that's where all these quotes came from.
Right. They're just Twitter reacting without thinking. It's their own lives. They just don't think about what's happening out here, Chris, and what has been everything. Restaurant owners, Chris, and businesses and malls have tumbleweed going through them. People don't go to the mall anymore. People don't go anywhere. Barbershops
closing up left and right.
Left
in the mall.
And right. Are you kidding me? And you're bellyaching about a football game and bellyaching because the NFL's doing the right thing, Chris, to keep them safe?
Absolutely.
We criticize the NFL all the time, don't we? I'm telling you, I applaud the NFL.
I agree. And remember, Rob, early in the season, you had some players complaining about what's the health situation? What are we doing? The league hasn't told us anything. Now they're taking care of you and you're complaining. You're playing, what, 3 days from now? What? What are you so upset about?
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I made the mistake of jumping off the L.A. Lakers last season. Preseason, I picked them to win it. Wanted to see something from them against the Clippers. And the first two games, I saw nothing. I saw a team lead, dominate the first three quarters and then give up the ghost in the fourth. And I said after that Christmas Day loss to the Clippers, I said, you know what? The Clippers are going to beat the Lakers in the playoffs. And from that moment on, I was with the Clippers. And I was wrong. Because, of course, as we all know, the Lakers came out and won the championship. I won't make that mistake again. Because the Lakers have dominated the offseason like they dominated the season. I mean, they got Marc Gasol, who we all know is an intelligent player, can shoot the three, stretch the floor, is a rim protector, even though he's not very athletic. Great addition there. They got Montrezl Harrell, who was the sixth man of the year last year with the Clippers. He walks down the hall and joins the purple and gold. They traded for Dennis Schroeder, who was the runner-up for sixth man of the year. If I'm not mistaken, I voted for Schroeder. He was great in Oklahoma City. They added Wes Matthews, who gives them the 3-and-D package they lost with Danny Green, you know, moving on, and even Avery Bradley, who wasn't there in the bubble. And they kept Markieff Morris. The Lakers will be better, folks. They should be, and in my view, are the runaway favorites to start this season. They are the runaway favorites to win a back-to-back championship. But it doesn't stop there. News has come out, might just be talk, speculation, but news has come out that Anthony Davis is waiting to sign his extension with the Lakers, his new deal, to determine how long he wants to sign for, because they think they might have a shot at Giannis Antetokounmpo. I was waiting for Rob to say, Gesundheit. And then Alex would have played, everything's not funny.
Everything's not funny.
There we go. Very nice.
Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to throw this out to you, Rob, before I share the rest of my thoughts on this. Do you think, let's play the game. Do you think that, and let me clear this up. Anthony Davis is going to re-sign with the Lakers. There's no doubt. But the length of his deal, if they think they've got a good shot at getting Giannis, if Giannis doesn't re-sign with the extension with the Bucks, then, which he has into mid-December to do, then Davis could take a one-year deal, become a free agent, and then give the Lakers the cap room to go ahead and get Giannis. I'm gonna throw this out to you, Rob. And then it would be Giannis, LeBron, and Anthony Davis as a big three in LA. Do you think Giannis should even consider joining that Lakers team?
Absolutely not. And shame on the Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis, who just won a championship, to even be thinking on those terms. Because the thing that I think people should learn from this whole thing is the Kevin Durant scenario. You won the championships, you got the final MVPs, but people don't even to this day give him full credit. And it will always...
acknowledge he was the best player on the team.
There's no doubt about it, Chris, but am I right? Has he gotten full credit? And he'll never give full credit.
Because, Rob, you can't tell me Bradley Beal or some lesser player could have went there and done the same thing. Not that he would have been as good as Garnett or Durant, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They probably could have won it with a lot lesser player.
So my point is that that to me negates or takes away from what it is that you're building. They don't need to look on those. You just won the championship with Anthony Davis and you got pieces, right? Win it again and show people like from that vein. And I just think this is that mentality that I think is bad for the league. I really do. That's why I applauded. Everybody thought Kawhi Leonard was going there. Remember, Chris? I mean, right. You know, people, right. Information. Oh, Kawhi Leonard. Oh, they got room for him. And they got Anthony Davis. And it's going to be a cakewalk. And wait till they sign
and
Kawhi.
And it would have been ridiculous.
Right. It would have been ridiculous. And thank God to Kawhi that he didn't want any part of that. And you know, I'm hoping that Giannis is of the same vein. I'm not saying you got to stay in Milwaukee for your whole life and if thing doesn't work out. But guys are acting, Chris, like they're Charles Barkley and the back end, the back nine, and they're, you know, frantic or want to win and try to get a championship, or you're Karl Malone who played your entire career in Utah to go to the Lakers that 1 year and still didn't get a title. But he could have played his entire career in a Utah Jazz uniform, which is where it should have been. And instead, these are young guys thinking like they're old guys. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, like I got to win. I'm 25 and I haven't won a title yet. I just think it's comical, but it's bad for the it would be bad for the NBA.
Well, it would definitely be bad. Now, it would be a heck of a story. So in that regard, I mean, you can argue it'd be good business-wise. Remember Miami with the big three, Wade, LeBron, and Bosh? That was great for the NBA because it was such a huge story, must-see TV all year long, blah, blah, blah. This would certainly be the same. But, and look, I've never, you know this, Rob, I never killed LeBron for going to Miami. I never killed KD for going to Golden State. And I said with LeBron, you know, Magic went to a team that had Hall of Famers already. Same with Bird. And so Cleveland couldn't get him that, so he built it on his own. And I give him props. I think, you know, I'm not mad at the player empowerment era, which LeBron created. But this is something that kind of makes you go, and I say the same thing with Brooklyn wanting James Harden, you know, KD and Kyrie. These types of things do, you can't help but wonder on some level, do they really want to compete?
No, Chris.
Do they really want to get at
it? You just said it.
Who's better? You know what I mean? Like, Chris, I don't know if I'm better. You don't know if you better. We going to see.
This is what I call the AAU mentality. And I hate to sound like the old man, hey, you kids, get off my lawn guy. But Chris, there used to be a time when the three or four best players in Detroit played on different AAU teams or different teams,
right,
wanting to be the best player in the city. And you would say, you know, Joe Blow is the best basketball player in Detroit. Right? That's what used to be bragging
right. Three. Right.
Now, those three players, Chris, play on the same team, beat nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying? They go, right. Oh, well, yeah. Right. Well, we were undefeated in AAU. Of course you were. The three best players in the city were on the same team.
Right.
What do you get from that? I don't understand it. How do you feel good about it? How do you?
Isn't there
a competitive juice, Chris, that says I did it? I pushed through. I had my setbacks.
Right.
I reached a mountaintop.
I'm gonna give them this. I think part of it is that we, and you know, Rob, you and I both say it's not just championships. It's not just rings. All right, you got to have the individual stats. Dominant, so on and so forth. Otherwise, Bill Russell would be considered the GOAT. So it's not just rings, but the media, we do put a heavy emphasis on championships. And I think some of these guys have, and now, you know, there's more scrutiny than ever. You know, back in the day, if you didn't win it, yeah, there's some criticism, but you don't have undisputed on every weekday. First Take every weekday.
Yeah, I think you're giving them
every weekday
night. I think you're giving them a pass.
Well, no, but I'm saying we all kind of, like now, if you don't win a ring, in a lot of people's eyes, you haven't done jack. And back in the day, that wasn't viewed. I mean, Jerry West is the logo. He's viewed as Mr. Clutch. He lost his first seven trips to the finals. You know, and so I'm just saying, I think that is some of their mentality. But I'm going to get back to Giannis and say this, Rob. I agree with you. He shouldn't. Now, if he wants to consider them among five, six teams he wants to look at, fine. But they should be nowhere near the top of his list. Here's why. He would likely be the third wheel. Assuming,
right.
You know, because LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands. So he's going to be the point guard making his decisions. He's going to get his 9-10 assists. He's going to get his 20 points. Because remember, he still wants to catch Kareem. So it ain't like he's going to average 15. He's going to get his 20-something points. AD, because he's skilled, more skilled than Giannis, jump shots, so on and so forth, he's going to get his. Giannis would be a beast in transition and defensively, but in the half court, what do you do with him?
Get him out the way. How about
right?
that?
I mean, really, it's like you're going to get yours. You're not really running plays where, yeah, we'll run a dive here and there. You get it and drive like you do in Milwaukee here and there. But he might very well be the odd man out in that situation. And, Rob, all championships are not created equal. You said it. Kevin Durant, yes, he's a champion. He's an all-time great. But if those are the only two championships he ever wins, there's going to be a mental asterisk by people's it in people's minds. And LeBron, we always say the Cleveland,
that.
Right, the Cleveland championship's his greatest. His greatest. Right. And I would say this
over Miami. Over Miami, no doubt about it. And that team, to be honest, didn't do anything special, Chris. If they won three in a row, they would have put themselves in rarefied air. They won two, they lost two. They lost a bad one to Dallas. They never should have. People don't look as fondly on Miami as probably it should have. You know what I mean?
Right. And, I don't think it was an all-time great team. I mean, it depends on how low you go. But you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't one of those historically great teams, I don't believe, despite all the talent. But, yeah, I think, Rob, if Giannis leaves Milwaukee, because there's a good chance he stays, I think you got better options. Miami? You can go there. They put the ball in your hands. You got shooters around you. And I know they just signed Bam out of Bayou. And, you know, they'd have to jump through some hoops maybe to get him now as far as free agency and all that. But they could. They could make the room. And then I think Golden State, if they do a trade, you know, Golden State, maybe you can get there. Because now with Clay's situation and, you know, maybe there's some type of trade they can make. Or even Philadelphia, Rob. If Philly, let's say, doesn't make the finals and Giannis is ready to go from Milwaukee, you don't think he could say to, you know, I want to go to Philly, work out a sign and trade. And if I'm Philly, I give up Ben Simmons for him. You know? And so,
are you kidding?
In a heartbeat,
two seconds. Right.
Right. I think there are better options for Giannis, even if he doesn't want to stay in Milwaukee. And so I'm with you, Rob. It would be an experiment because the pieces don't fit terrifically with Giannis, LeBron, and AD. And I don't think it'll happen. But it'd be like Harden and KD and Kyrie. Like, yeah, it's an experiment. It might not work. Good chance it won't. But a lot of people would take that chance.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I am a proponent. Anyone who listens to this show regularly knows that I am a proponent of coaching hard. I like it. I grew up being coach hard. I was told before I even strapped on football pads. In third grade, get ready. Coach gonna yell at you. You can't be a baby. You gotta be tough. You gotta be able to take it. You gotta be able to take criticism. So I don't have a problem with being Coach Hart. I didn't have a problem with Bruce Arians, you know, a few of his comments early on. Some people jumped on him. Oh my gosh, you said Tom made a bad read. Well, okay. It's not the end of the world. Tom Brady's used to being coached. Fine. Oh, he said Tom could have thrown. Okay, all right. But now Bruce Arians is going too far. Bruce Arians is now getting ridiculous. He was asked yesterday, what is wrong with this team? What does it come down to? Here's what he said.
I know we're going to play really, really hard, and we've been playing a lot smarter. Those two penalties were costly, and we've been a really good tackling team. And in this ball game, we were not a very good tackling team. But offensively, it's just a matter of each and every week if the quarterback plays well or not, and our job is to get him, make sure he's comfortable, and let him play well.
Yeah! Run down some things for you, Brian. I'm not going to take it all up all the time, Rob. You're going to get your chance. Bruce Arians, who do you think you are? I get it. You're from Paterson, New Jersey. You're Mr. East Coast. You tell it like it is. You don't hold your tongue for anybody. You don't mince words. But you need an edit button, brother. You need an edit button because you basically just said it's all on Tom Brady. If we don't win, if we look bad, it's Brady's fault. Let me remind you, and I've admitted Brady's looked bad in some games, but Brady's got 6 Super Bowl championships, dude. 9 appearances in the Super Bowl. You've been a head coach for 7 years before this season. You made the playoffs twice. Twice. You run an offense that, while not bad, may not be built for some of your players. Because guess what? Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, Jameis Winston, and Tom Brady's on pace. All those 3 guys, and maybe Brady, have had career highs in interceptions in your system. Why don't you adjust to the players you have? Why don't you go to Brady's strengths? Why don't you run the ball a little more? You got 2 workhorses in the backfield. It ain't all about you, Bruce. It's not about winning your way. It's about winning. And Brady's probably big enough where he'll let this slide, but you need to chill. Because your defense is pretty good. Looked great against Green Bay, but since then it hadn't been all that. You ain't that great against the pass. In fact, you're 25th in passing TDs allowed. You let a lot of TDs go. Your defense, is that on the quarterback? So you need an edit button. And Rob Parker, so do you.
Bruce Arians is my idol. Finally, to call out Tom Brady and just put it all on the table. I mean, you know what? In that movie Blazing Saddles, you want me to whip this out? And everybody goes, oh, you know what? Yes, whip it out. He whipped it out on Tom Brady. And he told Tom Brady, you are the X factor. You're the reason why the team isn't where it should be. And you know what? They gave Tom Brady everything he wanted. Oh, he's stacked. Look at the weapons. Let's go get Shady McCoy. Let's go get Leonard Fournette. Let's go get Antonio. They got everything he wanted. And the thing that hasn't delivered is Tom Brady and his play. Yes, Bruce Arians, do not sugarcoat it. Tom Brady is 0 for 22 his last 22 passes. Of 20 yards or more. He's got more picks this year than he had all of last year, and there's still 6 games to go. Against the better teams, the top 10 or top 10 defenses, Brady's awful. These are all facts. Tom Brady hasn't delivered. The team was there. They were waiting for their Messiah. And guess what? Tom Brady's still working around the desert in search of consistent play at quarterback at 43 years old. Yes, Tom Brady needs a blue pill. That's what he needs for his arm. That's what he needs for his quarterback play.
Maybe. Family show, Rob Parker. Family show. That's your second reference that was borderline. Look, they're 7-4. Bruce Arians, you're about to make the playoffs. You were 7-9 last year. Bruce Arians, you haven't had a winning record in your last 3 years as a head coach before now. Now you get Tom Brady. He does what he can to change the culture. And the remnants of the culture not being changed are because you run a loose ship.
Chris,
Has Tom Brady... It's when everybody except your quarterback.
But Chris, they gave him everything he wanted.
The one guy to be in a tight ship. You running a tight ship with him and a loose ship with everybody else.
But will you admit they gave Brady everything he wanted? He's got everybody, Chris. You
and
were ranting and raving.
They're fine.
No, they're not fine.
They are fine.
It ain't about just making the playoffs. You don't get Tom Brady to make the playoffs.
Everybody in the NFC. If there's one team you could put ahead of him, of them, it'd be New Orleans.
Chris, but they lost twice to New Orleans. They lost twice to
New
Orleans.
New Orleans is a great team.
All
I'm
saying,
they might not beat them. We'll see. But they ran roughshod over Green Bay. They've beaten two teams with winning records, which is more than several teams. Seattle's beaten two teams with winning records. The Rams have beaten two teams with winning records. Green Bay's beaten one team with a winning record. So, I mean, they're 7-4. They're on pace to be 10-6, 11-5, make the playoffs, and we'll take it from there. They got as good a shot as anybody in the NFC except New Orleans. But they even got a shot with them. That's all you can ask for. The dude's 43 and he's still you're 7-4.
Chris, that's not what they came. That's not what this party was about.
They weren't guaranteed
for Tom
a Super
Brady.
Bowl just because Tom Brady
Chris, you
put
better
his name
pair
on
Jordans that they were going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I, now you're. But I understand, and I never said they were guaranteed to get there. I think they can.
What is the weak link on this team? What is the weak link? They got wide receivers. They got running backs. They play defense. What's the weak link,
the
Christopher Broussard?
I
want you to answer
it. I'm about to answer you. The defense is 25th in passing touchdowns. That's not a weak link.
Chris, what is their overall defense?
Answer me.
Is that their overall defense, Rob G? Where do they rank overall as defense? They're in the top 15.
They're 10th in points allowed. That's nothing to write home
yes,
about.
Yes, it is. Top 10.
Really?
That's 10.
That's something to write
Tom
home
Brady
about?
Tom Brady ain't top 10.
Tom Brady is playing fine.
He is the weakest link.
So is Aaron Rodgers.
Here we go. We're not even talking about the damn Packers. Take Aaron Rodgers out of your mouth.
I put Aaron Rodgers in my mouth anytime I want. You can't
get that, Alex.
You can't handle the truth.
Get that, Alex.
I'll talk about whoever I want. Because you won't say nothing about some of these dudes. So I got to keep it real. You'll rip Tom Brady to shreds, but other cats, you won't say a thing. So I keeps it real. Every quarterback in the league's had clunkers except Pat Mahomes. Everyone. So, yeah, Brady got to do better, but Bruce Arians needs to wash his mouth out with soap because he's gone too far this time. Brady will be big about it, and they'll move on. But Arians is tripping.